Message to you today. And my scripture reading is in John 10 and starting at the 22nd verse, and we'll be going through 30. John 10, 22. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. The Jews then gathered around him and were saying to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you did not believe. The words that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that you bring to us and the rest that you have for us on this day. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the message, on the remainder of this service, and may it all be to your praise and glory. In Yeshua's name we ask. And amen. My text to you is that I'm having trouble finding it. My text is that verse 22 and 23. So let's look at that. At that time, the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. I thank the Lord for the things that he brings to me as I live my life and as I try to grow in him, because there's things that I read almost every time that I read his word that 10 years ago I did not see and I did not understand. But that's what your life with God is all about. That's about your walk with Yahweh. And it should be an ever-growing and expanding walk. And I would wonder, as I bring this message to you, I know some here today understand exactly the scriptures that I bring to you and why my text is what it is. But there's many who don't, who will listen to this over the internet. And so I want to explain. This is Hanukkah season. We're a little bit beyond the celebration of Hanukkah, but it occurs at this basic general time of the year, every year, and I reckon it usually always comes somewhat before Christmas. So I would like you to know that as you read this text, at that time the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem. And so you ask yourself, what is the feast of the dedication? I hardly ever hear the word feast. I hardly ever hear the expression feast of the dedication. So what are they talking about? Well, I'm saying to you today, that they are talking of the festival of Hanukkah, the celebration of Hanukkah. And I know that many have not heard this, but Hanukkah has many names given to it and associated with it, just like the others, like tabernacles, like people's expressions for Passover. So the festival of dedication is another expression for Hanukkah. Another one is Festival of Lights. And what exactly, reckoning, does the connection of lights or dedication, why are those two words used? Well, if you think of the Festival of Dedication in association with Hanukkah, it's that time of the year that the temple had to be rededicated because it had been defiled. The temple had been basically destroyed and things in disorder. The menorah tore down, damaged. So it had to be rededicated to God in the proper way, by the proper ones to do that. And so the word Festival of Dedication. What a festival of lights. Because when the menorah was damaged, it had to be restored. The lights and candles had to be put back on the menorah. It had to be lit, usually in a certain manner, to give honor and praise to God. And this whole Hanukkah is to give honor and praise to Yahweh for His deliverance from the enemy of the people of God. And at this particular time, this particular festival was God's deliverance of His people from the oppression of the enemy, the Grecian Empire. Alexander the Great. So like I explained, the Festival of Dedication, rededicating the temple, the Festival of Lights, the miracle of the oil, God's miracle involving the oil and the menorah. Hanukkah is celebrated for Yahweh's deliverance of His people in 167 B.C. And we can generally take that before Christ, generally. Again, Greece was the dominant world power under Alexander the Great. And he personally sought to oppress God's people. And part of this was that he forcibly forced them to forsake their God Yahweh, and His laws. The enemy that came against them, even though they were horrifically outnumbered compared to the Grecian army that came against them, God had deliverance. And we should know that when the things of life come against us, and the odds seem so great against us, and the enemy seems so strong against us, that still with God, we have everything. And we just need to have the faith and the understanding that no matter what the odds or what life brings to us, that we have Yahweh. He will deliver. He will stand up for us. The enemy will be on the run no matter how numerous they may be. And in Hanukkah time, the enemy was defeated and miracles performed in the rededication of the temple with order restored. The title of my message to you this morning is Hanukkah versus Christmas. It's no secret this is Christmas time, but it may be a secret to many of those that commonly celebrate Christmas. It might be a secret of the celebration of Hanukkah at almost the exact time of the year, generally. Let's look at this and look at from the standpoint of biblically compare Hanukkah celebration with Christmas celebration. Christmas is celebrated as the birth of Jesus Christ. It is at the same time as the main, primary pagan worships to various gods, including the sun god. If you really wanted to know about Christmas, then investigate it. See what is at the root of it. See what its foundations are. See what the truth is that it was founded upon. The Holy Scriptures do not call for a celebration or remembrance of Jesus' birth. Let me say that again. I want it to be clear. The Holy Scriptures do not call for a celebration or a remembrance of Jesus' birth. However, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, does command us to remember His death. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, wants us to remember His death. You know what time of the year that was? You should. Passover time. That's when Jesus died. Let's look at Luke 22:19. Luke 22:19. And when He had taken some bread and given thanks, He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Yeshua knew He was going to die. It was the plan of Yahweh, the plan of God, and the plan of the only begotten Son, Yeshua. Yeshua was carrying out the plan. And He says, knowing He was going to die, He says, "Do this in remembrance of Me." Let's look at 1 Corinthians 11:24 and 25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." This is the Passover. Jesus is celebrating the Passover and eating his supper before the lamb is to be killed with his apostles, disciples. In short, Christmas has pagan roots. Hanukkah does not. Yeshua is recorded being at the temple at Hanukkah celebration. We just read it. The Feast of Dedication, or the Festival of Dedication. Yeshua was at the temple at Hanukkah time. And you have to, by inference, you have to say he must have been there because it was the festival. He must have been there because he wanted and was celebrating Hanukkah. Again, John 10, 22 and 23 is when you will pinpoint the Festival of Dedication. Yeshua reveals himself as the light. How about Hanukkah as the light, Festival of the Lights? Yeshua is the light of the world, the word or truth from Yahweh. Yahweh and Yeshua are in, has always been, and always will be in perfect unity and harmony. We should know that because Yeshua says, "I don't say anything of myself. I repeat what I have heard from my Father, Yahweh." Each one of us are called upon to avoid and forsake man-made gods and practices. Each one of us should know from reading God's word that he wants us to forsake the things of the world, forsake God's making other gods and following them and the practices associated with them, and to become all in all with Father and Son. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 28. 1 Corinthians 15, 20. "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, and also in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the Father, to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it's evident that he is accepted who put all things in subjection to him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. Isn't that wonderful to think of that point in time that we just read about? When we, as the family of God, will be all in all with Yahweh the Father and Yeshua the Son. I would like for us to go to, in connection with Hanukkah, I'd like for us to go to John 10, 27 and 28. Let's look at John 10, 21 and 22 again. John 10, 21 and 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication, or Hanukkah, took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. Now let's go to 27 and 28. My sheep, Jesus tells the ones around him, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's why I always try to emphasize to you fairly often, never turn loose of God's hand. Always find yourself holding on to the Father's hand. Never stray from him. I would like for us to look at Daniel 8 and 21 and 22. And the events of that lead to Hanukkah are spoken of by Daniel in his prophecy of the coming kingdoms that would impact Israel. The vision of Daniel 8, 21 and 22. When you read this, when it speaks of Alexander the Great, it is the large horn between his eyes that Daniel speaks about. And then when it speaks of the other four horns, it's speaking of Alexander the Great's four generals who divided his kingdom after his death. And we go to Daniel 8, 21 and 22. The shaggy goat represents the kingdom of Greece, and the large horn that is between his eyes is the first king. That's Alexander the Great. The broken horn and the four horns that arose in its place represent four kingdoms which will arise from his nation, although not with his power, meaning with Alexander the Great's power while the kingdom was just under him. And we also would bring you to know, you can see, we won't read it, but you can see Daniel 8, 23 through 25, and it will tell you more details about Alexander himself. In conclusion, I want to say we've been speaking of Hanukkah versus Christmas. And I hope now you have a better understanding of the two and the differences between them. In closing, pagans worship the sun god, and God's family worships the Son of God. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. Thank you for each one that's here. Thank you for the message that you inspired. Heavenly Father, let it reach and let it touch the ones that you would have. And let it bring them and lead them to you and to a further knowledge of your truth for mankind. And Heavenly Father, bless each one that's here. Bless the ones that hear this message through the internet. And Heavenly Father, let it bring peace to our life and to our souls. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And let's read the blessing of God to us. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.